KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Matt Bellany, filling in for Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me today is my colleague and banter, Lucas Shaw from Bloomberg. Welcome, Lucas.
Hey, Matt. Thrilled to be here.
So a lot going on at the Walt Disney Company these days. They have initiated the layoffs that they promised a couple months ago. 7,000 employees have started losing their jobs this week. That's going to play out over the next couple months. And they have had some public spats. I don't want to call them fights because they're not, you know, material to the overall health of the company. But there's definitely a feeling at Disney that everyone is on edge and that they have kind of lashed out recently. The news we saw today was Ike Perlmutter, who was the CEO of Marvel Entertainment and executed that sale of the company to Disney. He was still an employee of the Walt Disney Company, or at least on contract, and was getting paid. And Disney did something pretty interesting today. They cut him loose.
Yeah, I mean, you would not be forgiven for forgetting that he worked there, right? Because there had already been a big falling out between Ike Perlmutter and Disney over Marvel, kind of them putting Kevin Feige in charge of that division and mostly isolating Ike. But Ike was also seen as a major instigator in the recent proxy fight or battle that they had with Nelson Peltz, who runs a big hedge fund and was kind of agitating for change at Disney. Ike and Nelson are pals in Florida. And there was definitely this kind of undercurrent and belief that Ike was stoking that. And here you have, them essentially burying him and giving him a public middle finger.
Yeah, and this is a big deal because he's a shareholder. We don't know how much of a shareholder he is in the company, but Perlmutter is still a shareholder. He's a big Trump guy, and he's sort of been this controversial figure that Marvel has kind of, you know, dealt with and kept at bay. But now they just decided to cut ties. And I wonder if we know it's due to the Nelson Peltz stuff. It's pretty obvious that they were not happy with him and that whole battle. But I wonder if there's going to be any reaction from Ike Perlmutter on this, because they do have to care about him as a shareholder unless he starts dumping stock. I want to move on to another Disney controversy. This past week, we saw the firing of a Marvel executive, Victoria Alonso, who is the president of physical production, animation, and visual effects at Marvel. She was the person who's in charge of all of the visual effects that go into all the movies, which is a lot, and television shows. She was fired, and it came out that it was over, or at least on the Disney side, they say it was because she breached her contract and produced a movie on the side. It wasn't necessarily that she did this movie, Argentina 1985, for Amazon. It was that when Disney found out about it, they told her that she could continue to keep her name on the film, but she wasn't allowed to do any press for the film. And subsequently, she did. So Disney came back and said, you know what, you're out. Do you believe that this is this relatively minor breach of contract is the reason that she was taken out? Or do you think there are larger forces going on here?
I'll preface it by saying I feel like I don't know the ultimate answer, because you have both sides coming up with different explanations for what's happened, both of which sound somewhat plausible. And there's probably a larger and a third thing that ties it all together. But I think the dispute over the movie feels a little bit like one of those technicalities where you're using that as an excuse to get rid of someone because you want to get rid of them for other reasons. And there have been other reasons to be unhappy with her, whether it's, you know, the kind of some of the scathing reviews of visual effects and Marvel movies, and also just some of the discontent in that community with how they're being treated. I think in general, there's a little frustration with how Marvel has been performing with some of its movies, and she has become something of a scapegoat for that. But then they open themselves up to, you know, her pointing out that she is one of the highest profile Latinas and LGBTQ people in Hollywood, and that maybe there were some disagreements between her and the company over that.
Right. And her lawyer has said that she was asked to do something, quote, reprehensible that she said no to, although they failed to disclose what that reprehensible thing is. We will see what happens. Thank you, Lucas.
Thanks, Matt.
That's Lucas Shaw, head of the entertainment group at Bloomberg. He joins me at 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. on The Business. I'm Matt Bellany, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.